The following business conversation is brought to you by Trudon, the publisher of the Yellow Pages and proud supporter of small business in South Africa.
Hi, Dave from A1 Builders in Pretoria.
Yeah.
It's Dan. I found your number on the internet and I need you to build me a room, the purpose of which I cannot disclose.
What?
Fine. It's a sunroom. Can you start immediately?
It's 4 a.m.
I'm sure it's 4 a.m. somewhere, Dave, but here in SA, it's 10.
You mean USA?
There's more than one Pretoria out there. For the quickest and most efficient way to find what you're looking for, start your search with yellowpages.co.za or download the app. Yellow Pages, for local, reliable results.
Great to be with you. Small, medium business conversation. Last week we spoke to Bashir Khan on how one develops a sound business strategy. Get that podcast. Worth listening to. In fact, fascinating. So we learned a lot of principles there. Great to be with you today. We have Matsi Modise. She's the newly appointed MD of Simodisa Association. What I know about them, they were established as a powerful industry-led initiative to specifically address and determine what can be done to overcome the barriers that SMEs are and startups face. And that there's a lot of barriers there. We know that from the show, from our own personal experience. So it's great to be with her. Matsi, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So you're new in the seat. You just joined the organization recently. Yes. What's it like?
It's been amazing. Phenomenal. I have exceptional leaders, and it's wonderful working with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs.
Okay, so today we're going to engage you on quite a few things, sure, including maybe the role that the small business development ministry plays and other elements in society. But we also want background. Where do you come from? How did you end up in this seat? Not just this seat in the studio, but being the leader of Simodisa Association.
It's interesting. I started off as a banker in the investment banking space. And then for the past 6 years, I left that industry because I realized that I'm actually an entrepreneur. So for the past 6 years, I've been self-employed, you know, officially unemployed, but self-employed. And then 3 years, I've been working with the South African Black Entrepreneurs Forum. So have been quite integrated within how do we develop small businesses? How do we integrate the ecosystem? And then recently had the wonderful opportunity of now spearheading Simodisa. Simodisa actually meaning to shepherd something. So I'm quite privileged to have, the honor and the grace of working with phenomenal people.
All right. So here you are now. So Simodisa, is it fairly new, the actual organization? Or?
It was established in 2013, so in that regard, it's fairly new, but it's been able to achieve a lot in the space, in the advocacy space and catalyzing the ecosystem, high-level interaction with public and private sector, engaging with, Praveen Gordhan, Trevor Emmanuel, the Treasury. So they've done a lot within the past, 2 years since it's been in operation.
Okay. All right, before we learn more about that, we've got Catherine Constantinides on the line to share with us an inspirational thought. Last week, we had technical problems. We couldn't have her on, which is sad. But she's with us today, and we also have Richard. Well, hi, Richard, by the way.
Hi, Audra.
Good to have you in the studio. Thank you for organizing a great guest. Catherine, welcome to SMB Leadership Show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me this morning.
Share with us your inspirational thought. We look forward to it.
Sure. I think that for me, it's really important that my inspirational message for today really links off of last week was National Environment Week, and today is, in fact, World Oceans Day. So for me, it's really important that my message today is specifically, there's a really well-known quote, and it goes as follows. We never know the worth of water until the well is dry. And I really think that this talks to sustainability in SMEs and in any kind of enterprise. We really need to start to look at sustainability as a key focus area in all that we do, in order to sustain what we're doing, the impact we have on the earth and our natural resources. So many small businesses rely on our natural resources, and so many big businesses across South Africa and investments across our continent specifically focus on the investments of our natural resources as a key product to the entire business. Mining is one such industry. I think that as small, medium enterprises, we need to start to look at our impact on the environment through looking at our value chain. Who in our value chain does what around the environment, sustainability? Are we becoming conscious consumers and conscious enterprises? And I think that's really a key thing, because it's not something that we think of when we're building our companies and building our enterprises. So I really would like to encourage people to specifically look at their impact and the impact of their value chain once again, and what their value chain, those people as part of their value chain, do to look at a more sustainable way of doing business.
Catherine, I mean, the essence is big picture thinking in a needy society like ours, and it's actually not just us anymore, it's the whole globe. A leader has to see the big picture, and those days where you lead only your direct responsible area are over. Everything is integrated, aligned, everything impacts everything. We can't just be leaders in isolation. Even our small businesses, we've got to, and I think that's a brilliant thought that you're sharing with us. Even in your small business, look at your value chain forward, backward. Look at the impact that those or yourself have on the environment, and do more than just build your business. Richard wants to say something quickly.
Yeah, you'll recall a few weeks back we spoke to Kerry Boucher around the principles of sustainability and how that impacts on business, and the importance of the triple bottom line. And it's not just about the profit bottom line, but the triple bottom line in terms of the planet, the people that we work with, and the financial performance of a business.
Correct. It was a brilliant show. Thank you, Catherine, as always, joining us and enthusing us with your energy.
Thank you so much. I want to just leave you with one last thought, and that's that sustainable development is really the masterful balance of meeting our own needs without jeopardizing future generations' ability to do the same.
Yeah, thank you for that. Have a good day further. All the best.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye.
All right. Marty Modise, MD of Simodisa. Tell us just a little bit more about the business, what you do, the essence of what you do, where you have now become the leader, and then let's take it to a broader conversation that Richard will lead us on.
Sure, absolutely. Essentially, Simodisa, it's an industry organization by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs, and its mission is to catalyze and amplify entrepreneurship in South Africa. And, you know, we want to create a thriving and a competitive angel investment and venture capital industry and incubation networks, and also play a critical role in the advocacy on behalf of startups with the public sector and the private sector. And this is essentially to enhance the success rate of innovative and creative enterprises in South Africa. We have wonderful partners such as the Omidia Network, FNB, First National Bank, SAFCA, which is the Venture Capital Society of South Africa, Impact Trust, and one of our other partners has been Google South Africa. Research is quite key. Research as to what has South Africa done thus far, what resources do we have, and how do we collaborate with the public and private sector. So being able to engage stakeholders such as the government is quite key with us. But most importantly, how do we create an enabling environment for entrepreneurs? You look at issues such as red tape. That's how we've been currently engaging with the Department of Small Business Development. How do we reduce this red tape? Because we all acknowledge that the National Development Plan has a big aim, which is to create 11 million jobs in 2030. We have challenges such as, our GDP currently is not encouraging for small businesses to prosper. But some things that we can change, such as red tape and how we go about creating this enabling environment, is what we can deal with, because these are factors that affect all of us, but these are factors that if we collaborate, we can actually work together towards creating this enabling environment.
Okay, so I don't want to use the word competition, but there's a couple of incubators for small businesses,
Race Corp.
We've had Alan on the show with us before.
Yeah, and others. Do they compete with you? Do you engage them? I'm just trying to see exactly where you fit in.
How do we fit in? Essentially, we are not competing with anybody in the space. We cannot afford to compete with anybody in the space. And to clarify, Simodisa is not an incubator, but we're trying to ensure that we work with the government to ensure that the incubators that the government already has and the external incubators such as Race Corp are efficient, and they are creating, grooming small businesses to be able to create those jobs. So we work with the whole ecosystem and the stakeholders within the ecosystem.
All right. So if anyone has done research or understand the real issues when it comes to small businesses in our country and small, medium business enterprises, then you guys should understand it now, or that's certainly the journey you're on, isn't it?
It's certainly the journey we're on. Definitely there are a lot of challenges. A lot of people would say access to markets, access to funding. One of the key initiatives that Simodisa does is how do we collaborate and work with, the venture capital industry in South Africa? How do we work with the angel investment industry in South Africa, and how do we allow them to engage with small businesses, because they tend to be two worlds apart. and it's not going to work. It's not going to be beneficial to the entire economy if, you know, everybody's working in isolation. Great models. I mean, the founder of the organization is based in Silicon Valley, and, you know, he's a Cape Town startup. And how he actually succeeded is that he went to, they used to call it them first Tuesdays, whereby you get small businesses to engage with venture capitalists and financiers. And so one of the initiatives that Simodisa will be doing is having a startup Thursday, whereby we get the Venture Capital Society of South Africa funders and small businesses to engage, because that's how you transfer the knowledge. Nobody's going to know who's doing what if, you know, you're all different worlds apart. So those are some of our initiatives that we'll be trying to create, you know, to embody the whole industry and get everybody to start talking, whether it's the government, private sector funders, those who have access to markets and can promote access to markets.
One of the things that I've observed in the space is, you know, people always go, it's all about funding, and it is about funding,
mm-hmm.
but actually the issue takes one step further back. It's actually all about networks, because if you don't know who to ask for funding, yeah. it doesn't really help. No matter, you know, the funding could be out there that is ready and waiting to fund your brilliant idea, but if you don't know how to access it and you have no way of and means of accessing that funding, and they don't know about you and you don't know about them, well, this is just not going to happen.
Mm.
So it's kind of like having a bit of a speed dating service in the venture capital world, knowing who's out there. And the reality is there are a lot of great ideas that perhaps are not fundable,
mm-hmm.
For a whole lot of economic reasons, and you know, not everybody's dream is a fundable mm-hmm. business. And I guess that's a bit about what we're trying to do on the shows, is build people's knowledge base and capacity to understand what could work and what potentially couldn't. So yeah, that's an important framework to work within. Now, you talked a lot about catalyzing entrepreneurship and the incubator support systems, and policy and government engagement. I'm aware that you've got a few task teams that you're running at the moment, looking at some elements. Looking at it, I saw there's a funding and incentives task team and a regulatory and red tape task team, so two different elements there. Talk to us a little bit about what those task teams are charged with doing and what their kind of point of reference is, because those are quite wide topics that you've got identified there.
Yes, well, it's key to play a strong advocacy role, you know, to be the ears on the ground for small businesses and engaging with the public and the private sector. So the red tape and the funding conundrum is one that is huge, and that's going to inhibit us creating those jobs in 2011 or even, let's say, 2015. You know, we have to start somewhere. So it's key to be able to identify what is the government already doing. You know, there's a lot of schemes that the Department of Trade and Industry has created. Whether they are efficient or not, it's our task. It's the reason why we've created these task teams, to say, well, let us start integrating, you know, the relevant stakeholders, because it should never always be a top-bottom approach. Let's engage with the stakeholders. Let's engage with the small businesses. Let's engage with the experts in these industries, the people within the venture capital space, the people such as Alan Reyes, who are already running incubators. Let's engage with them in how now do they interact with the government. Essentially, it's a function of how do you create that synergy between them. And also, it's a function of how do you look at what is happening around the world. What are the global best practices in terms of incubation, in terms of funding, in terms of integrating the venture capital society with angel investors and the small businesses. So these task teams are essentially about how do you identify the issue, if there is an issue, and how then do you now escalate to ensure that now the relevant people who are assigned with the task of creating a conducive environment for small businesses know what the people on the ground are doing. And activists such as us, Simodisa, and various other you know, people within the environment are doing towards, you know, creating wonderful incubators that are going to create a conducive environment for small businesses. So it's important to get everybody talking, who the relevant people talking.
Yeah. So it's about doing that little connection between the parties.
That's
playing the middleman role to ensure we don't have the lost in translation type of scenario. And I think that's very real. I mean, if you listen to government's statements, you know, we hear, you know, statements being made in parliament and people standing up and saying, we're going to do this, 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 and this. But you know, you listen to them and you go, okay, conceptually, those are great things to be doing out of the small business ministry, for example. But when it comes to practically engaging with them and getting things to hit the ground, the reality is that the entrepreneur out there is not seeing you know, practical ways to interact with them because they're at a ministry level and there's this gap that exists. Mm. So I think that's an important role that needs to be played. And it's also quite important that it's seen as, and from what I'm getting from you, is that this isn't just a bunch of people getting together. This is actually people in, let's call it in industry, engaging and saying, hey, okay, let's get involved here. I mean, I know I got your details via industry, you know, people that I know in the industry, and fund managers and the likes who are looking at this and saying, hey, let's get involved because this is an important part of our future as a country. And as you say, you know, if you've got these goals and targets to achieve, 2030 is not that far away. We need to get moving. You know, those sort of things aren't grown in a year or two. It takes time. When it comes to the whole world of IP and technology, I mean, we've got the Silicon Cape initiative that's really gaining ground and seeing a lot of support. Mm. And then there's also the question of talent management. What are your thoughts in that space?
Well, essentially, there's a lot of talent that leaves South Africa and the borders of our country. You know, Mark Shuttleworth, Elon Musk, Peter de Villiers, you know, those are iconic entrepreneurs in South Africa, but they haven't necessarily found the environment conducive enough for them to grow. But somebody like Peter de Villiers, who is the chairman of the organization, felt that, well, you know what, I actually have to contribute back to my environment. He actually will be coming back to South Africa to play an active role within Simodisa and also bring back his company to the continent because he feels that essentially this talent shouldn't go. We have to create conducive environments for us to grow as people that are, you know, research and development is not big in South Africa. Technology, innovation, it's not big. And why can South Africa not be, you know, a country that is shepherding the way forward for the continent and saying that here are key initiatives, here are key innovations that are going to drive the globe, that are going to drive the continent. It has to come from small businesses. It has to come from conducive entrepreneurial environments. We have to feel that our government is actually supporting it. There's a lot of money that's been invested into these kind of ventures, research and development, but not much is seen. So we, as people that are on the ground, we need to be able to say, well, we have been here, you know, we've had to leave South Africa, but now we're coming back, and how do we work together?
Yeah, I think we often forget the very old Afrikaans saying, Boer maak 'n plan, which I think we kind of associate with, you know, when in trouble. But I think if you look at the history and the facts of it, I think it's very clear that South Africans as innovators and as thinkers, we actually do have a leading role in the world. And I know you've mentioned some of the names there. And I mean, if you look at that and you say, wow, you know, on the hit rate of global competitiveness, we're not doing too bad on the innovation stake. We really are getting there from that perspective. Mm. Okay, so now, you know, if we look at those task teams, what are the things that, you know, for you are kind of the key issues that you want those task teams to be focusing on? And what are the, I mean, you've spoken about some of the key issues that entrepreneurs face. If I was to say to you, you know, give us the, you know, the four or five key things that you kind of go, if we don't sort this out, we're dead. What are those sort of issues that strike you as, you know, almost mission imperative from a Simodisa perspective?
Okay. How do you get entrepreneurs to engage with the government and the private sector and the financiers? So we've got an initiative coming called Startup Thursdays. Here it's going to be more than just a networking initiative. It's more educating small businesses. Also having a one-stop shop. Because there's a lot of information about funding, about compliance, about marketing, about running a business, mentorship. So how do we create a one-stop shop, but also add an element of innovation in that space, making it digital, making it accessible anyway? It should be scalable as well. Because if you look at the DTI, it's all the way in Pretoria, but if I'm all the way in the Eastern Cape, it's very difficult for me to now go get information and get some basic business-related administration done. So how do we now integrate that onto apps and websites? How do we make it scalable? So Sina Medisa will be looking into that. And then also going back to the venture capital, we really want the government to start investing in VC funds in South Africa, you know, working with the private sector to ensure that they can now match up what some of these private sector organizations are contributing towards venture capital in South Africa. So engaging a lot with the government and saying, well, we would really, really need for you to match up some of the funds that some of these private sector organizations are putting forward. And then
so almost linking with this whole concept of enterprise development and the work that's being done in that space.
It's key, because that's essentially, a lot of companies might see it as a tax. But it has to be a tax that's that works for something. You know, you can't say that 2% of your net profits after taxes has to be contributed to what small business development, but where, how, who? Who's going to do this? So we have to start taking advantage of the platforms that have been created.
And I think big business, and I mean, we have spoken a little bit about enterprise development with some of our previous guests. Heather Lowe from Vumela was with us. And you look at this and you go, okay, you know, we've kind of, once again, it seems to often feel like a bit of a, we've ticked the box, you know, okay, I'm doing my BBBE scorecard, enterprise development, I've paid 2% to a fund somewhere, good, tick, tick, moving on. And you know, kind of stopping and saying as corporates and as larger companies in South Africa, okay, so you wrote the check, now what are you doing to support the check?
Absolutely.
And that's the key question.
And how does it tie up within your very own value chain within as a business? You know, it has to make sense. It has to make sense within your own business.
Yeah. Are you funding or spending from an ED perspective on people that you're procuring from? That's one of the strategies, procure for ED. So those are key elements.
That's correct.
You were saying?
Yes, and then lastly, we're also looking at the Incubator Accelerator Program. The GTI has an ISP, which is an incubation program. It's like, how do we engage the government and say, well, let us analyze how well you've done, or if there are challenges. And if there are challenges, how do we engage with you, you know, with experts in this space? And also, we'd like to see about 20 to 100 more incubators being created, because globally, that is a model that works, you know, especially sector-specific incubators, whereby a small business will be incubated within, you know, a certain period, and you come in not knowing much, not having much, but by the end, you know, you are now well connected within the space.
Matsi, you mentioned engaging government a lot in the conversation today. Just tell us how that is going. We all have our perceptions, and in the last week we've tried to get the Small Business Development Ministry to come speak to us as well. No clear response. So that may or may not be a clear indication of where they sit and what they're trying to build up. Is that a weakness in the system, a strength? Is it improving? What's your view of it?
Well, Simadisa has been engaging on an ongoing basis with various government departments, SARS, GTI, Department of Science and Technology, who's also invested, you know, has a vested interest within our organization. But we have had a challenge as well with the Department of Small Business Development. Perhaps it's a function of, it is a new department. They have to find their feet. But I think it's a lost opportunity, because there's a lot that has already been done. It's a function of how do you integrate what the government has been doing for small businesses, and now how do you plug it in as its own ministry?
Are they getting somewhere? What's your quick synopsis? I mean, are they going to make a difference? It's a big difference again between big aspiration and then the actual doing, as we say.
At this point, there's not much that I have personally seen in terms of this is what a signature initiative of the Department of Small Business Development. I haven't seen much. They're not necessarily very present. One wonders, is it because they're still getting their feet around? One would hope that, you know, there's a lot of lessons learned over the past 21 years in terms of engaging with small businesses. There are lots of acts. There are lots of, you know, how do we grow small businesses in the past? But it's a function of now, how do we, I mean, it would be pointless to recreate another act or another policy that's going to govern small businesses. It's like, how do we make what we already have work? And how do we get on with it? How do we start working with it? How do we start engaging stakeholders? You've been reaching out. We've been reaching out. Everybody has been reaching out, not too much success. So it's a function of they need to come out and say, this is what we're doing. This is what we're focusing on. So that when we do approach them, we know that, well, this is within our elements, or this is out of our depth.
It's frustrating because the desire is to help. The desire is for all of us to unite and make something work and to do more than talk. And when this happens, then it can be frustrating. We'll keep trying. and help us to get them here. But maybe in some ways they're not fully ready to speak with boldness and clarity. I don't know exactly, but it can be quite frustrating. But we need to engage all of these elements in society.
I mean, one would only hope that it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. You know, the last thing you want is somebody who's never run a business, who doesn't know the challenges of a business, now leading and shepherding a department. Because you need to understand the nuances of being in business. So we can only hope that what is going to come out is something that's quite practical, and it's people that have been in the space and know the challenges and can tackle those challenges.
And you would need passion. We just spoke to a principal in a fairly poor community.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 1,000 students, and within 2-3 years, they've got 100% pass rate. I mean, totally bucking the trend. But what you pick up there is an incredible passion for what he does, an incredible understanding of the essence of his job. He's trying to impact a much bigger picture. It's just actually quite remarkable, and that's the passion you'd want to see from the Small Business Development Ministry, is people whose whole life and being. Our next guest is the CEO of Mercantile Bank. You know, when they hand out credit cards to businesses, it says entrepreneur on it. I mean, that just says exactly what they do, and we'll talk to him about that. It's the essence and the passion of what they do. We need that from the Small Business Ministry. We really need that kind of guidance. Richard, any other comments?
I think, I guess my one comment would be passion often overrides all obstacles. And I think, that's clear that, and as we talk to various entrepreneurs and various people, Alan Reyes of the world, yourself, you can see that there's a willingness and an engagement model that's going to happen. And I guess maybe the simple message to the guys at the ministry and elsewhere in government is, we want to work with you. Business wants to work with you. Entrepreneurs want to work with you. Please help us work together to make this a successful country. And when people say, 11 million jobs by 2030, I think we're underestimating what South Africans can do if we put our minds to it. But it's a little hard to go to that fight with your hands tied behind your back and shackles on your feet. So, we need everybody to contribute.
All right.
Absolutely.
So that's Richard Angus, our usual panel member and co-host. It's great to have you with us. Martin Modise from Simodisa, new MD, just appointed there. I think you're going to do great. Can we work with you?
Absolutely.
Can we do this with you and with the ministry and with flipping the whole world?
We have to work together.
Yeah.
We want to make a difference.
Without unity, nothing happens.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to next week. We'll discuss some more issues that matter to the small, medium business enterprise. And we're grateful that you can form part of our network now. Stay tuned for the next conversation, which is our main leadership masterclass. We have the CEO of Mercantile Bank in the studio, Professor Theo Felsman from UJ. We're going to talk all about culture. Culture eats strategy for breakfast, they say. Let's explore this. Let's see how true it is. Let's look at a business that's been going through culture transformation and seem to be successful. And do stay with us for the next hour.
Ivan Cleaners, Worcester. Conrad speaking.
Hi, Conrad. This is Chad from the Glen Gables Hotel in Worcester. We're looking for a new cleaning service. I found your number on the internet. Would you be interested?
Yeah, Flip, great. Where are your offices?
On the corner of Alaho and Aldo, across from the Beef Cack and Tack Shack.
Cack and what?
There's more than one Worcester out there. Reach a more relevant audience by advertising with the Yellow Pages. Visit yellowpages.co.za and get listed online with South Africa's most trusted business directory. Yellow Pages. For local, reliable results.
This conversation was brought to you by Trudon. Visit trudonhome.co.za for all your small business marketing needs. Trudon, it's our business to grow your business.